This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus praises Italy for what he called bold, courageous steps aimed at slowing the spread of the coronavirus and protecting the country. As VOA's Lattice Ahok reports, around the globe, countries continue to assess what steps they need to take as the virus spreads.
The Italian government on Sunday imposed travel restrictions on some 16 million people in the north. The virus has now reached the U.S. capital, Washington, and the surrounding area. First cases have been reported in Bulgaria and Afghanistan. The latest reports from China are good and bad. A hotel used as quarantine in the coastal city of Guangzhou collapsed Saturday, killing 10 people and trapping more than 70 in the rubble. Officials reported on Sunday that the number of new cases has dropped. Among those discharged from a makeshift hospital in Wuhan is a 101-year-old man. The central Chinese city is the epicenter of the outbreak that has infected more than 100,000 people worldwide and killed more than 3,000. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
Undeterred by the coronavirus outbreak, North Korea is conducting business as usual. VOA's Bill Gallo.
North Korea test-fired three short-range rockets Monday. It's the second North Korean launch in a week and the latest mixed signal from Pyongyang, which has hinted it wants international help to fight the coronavirus. South Korean officials say the North used multiple rocket launchers to fire the short-range weapons into the sea off Korea's east coast. Japan said they appeared to be ballistic missiles. North Korea's second missile launch in a week may signal a return to tensions, except the North is also hinting at dialogue. In a surprise move last week, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un sent a letter of condolence to South Korea, which has seen an explosion of coronavirus cases. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
And this is VOA News. Afghanistan's president-elect Ashraf Ghani and his election rival runner-up Abdul Abdullah are preparing for parallel swearing-in ceremonies this Monday, fueling political tensions and posing a fresh challenge to the U.S.-led peace efforts. The Afghan Election Commission late last month declared incumbent Ghani the winner of the bitterly contested September 28th presidential election. But Abdullah, the incumbent chief executive, rejected the outcome as fraudulent, claiming that he and his team had won the vote and threatened to form his own government. California Senator Kamala Harris, who dropped out of the race for the Democratic presidential nomination back in December, is now the sixth rival to now endorse former Vice President Joe Biden. But as VOA's Michael O'Sullivan reports, opponent U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders is still putting up a fight for the nomination.
Joe Biden rallied supporters in Missouri, coming off wins last week that let him reclaim the lead in the Democratic race. Missouri will hold a party preference contest Tuesday, along with Michigan, Idaho, Mississippi, North Dakota, and Washington State. Bernie Sanders campaigned in Illinois, where Democrats will go to the polls on March 17th in another key primary. Major rivals have quit the race, and many have endorsed Biden. It's not surprising, Sanders told ABC this week on Sunday.
What was very clear from the media narrative and what the establishment wanted was to make sure that people coalesced around Biden and try to defeat me.
Biden says that Sanders, who calls himself a Democratic socialist, is too extreme to build a winning coalition. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Sunday that he will meet with European Union officials in Brussels to discuss an influx of migrants in Turkey. As migrants from Syria continue to cross into Turkey, Erdogan has said that Ankara can no longer abide by the 2016 law that prevents migrants in Turkey from traveling into the European Union. According to the 2016 deal, the EU was supposed to provide Turkey with about $6.8 billion to finance housing and education of migrants, but Ankara says that it has not received that money. On Saturday, it offered one positive gesture as officials announced they would no longer allow migrants to reach Greece through the Aegean Sea because of safety concerns. But it has put no similar restrictions on its land borders with Bulgaria and Greece, where days of clashes between migrants and the Greek border guards are exacerbating tensions there. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.